Hello and welcome to Almost Live Radio. You're listening to me. Here on the show today, we have special guest Maren Slache here to tell us about her love of film. So Maren, how did you get into film?
Well, when I was in 6th grade and my brother was in 10th, he started to get into film and he started to make little shorts that they weren't like using actual effects or anything, and he basically got me into it. And he would get me his little parts and whatever he could, basically, with on-screen roles that most of the time they didn't even have, like, lines in them. I just remember, like, one time I had to put on his red graduation gown a couple years after he started to get into it, and I had to be part of his movie called Cultageous, and I was pretending I was in a cult, and I had to put on this gown, and I had to run and slide under this volleyball net and get up and run away and pretend I was running from the cops. But in his movie, he cut out the part about the cops being there, so nobody really understood it. I was still there, but the cops weren't, so it didn't really make much sense. He put in the credits, he put a very special thanks to Maren Slache, and that's kind of when I realized that I wanted to do film as well, or at least get into it a little more, because I thought that was really cool to have a part in something like that.
So were you only given on-screen roles?
At first, yeah, but then once he started to actually go to film school at college and he would come back and film for student film festivals, he would give me, like, off-screen roles as well as on-screen roles. You know, I would skip school to, like, go help him out with lighting, or, like, he taught me how to load film into a camera, and I helped him build a dolly. You know, I would get props together, and, like, this one time in this one most recent movie, I had to go dig up a bucket of mud, and it got all over me, and I had to bring it back for this scene where there was a lacrosse kid, and they had to put mud all over him over and over and over again because it kept coming off. So anyways, he put all this work into his movies, and I had to help him put this work into it. And then I would go to his film festivals at school, and the first one he was in as a freshman, he was the only one in it who was a freshman, and he won 4 awards, which was the most that anyone won that night. And I realized that making a movie isn't just fun, you know, it's not just like actors and like filming and like having fun. It actually takes a lot of work.
Wow, that's really impressive. So how did you react to your brother's success?
I mean, I realized that you don't have to be working at something your entire life to be good at it. You can jump in on it, and as long as you work really hard and you work as hard as you possibly can, you can accomplish whatever goals you really want to. And, you know, it sounds like cheesy and everything and like some weird movie, but the fact is, if you work hard enough, you can do what you want. And I kind of decided that I could do what I wanted, because before then I hadn't really been trying to accomplish anything. So from there on, I started to just kind of go out on my own and do what I could to this. I didn't even know if like making films was what I wanted to do at the time. I just was like, that's a possibility, because I had been into writing before that, and I couldn't really picture myself writing a book or something, because I just couldn't do it. And I figured once I saw his movies that, especially to say whatever I wanted to say, I felt that more people would hear my message through a film rather than reading a book.
Oh, yeah.
So I started, you know, writing my own stuff, whether it was like a short little thing or like an actual like feature length piece, and you know, it was difficult.
So how did your writing style differ from your brother's?
In terms of like how we get going, I don't think it does really. I mean, you just have to do it. I tend to do more about telling the story through like a character rather than from like a third person, I guess. I mean, he's great at making it into a character piece, but I like whenever he reads something of mine, he tells me like how much he sees like the characters grow and everything. And so I don't know. I tell my story a lot through the character movement, but he tells it a lot from everything going on around them.
So did writing come naturally to you? Did you have any problems, or could you just like sit down and write anything?
Well, you know, as I said, like, I started doing it before I got into film, and I mean, it was difficult because it's easy to just, when you have a brilliant idea, you just sit down and write it down, but if you want to keep going on it and actually write something, especially that's a feature length, it takes a lot of work, and, you know, you start to get into problems like writer's block, where you have no idea what you want, and you just, like, there's, like, something in you that's, like, I know I want to put something here, but I can't figure out just what's right, and then you start to like stray away from your main point and the main plot, and you have to go back and you have to figure out how to get back to where you were. And it's difficult just to keep going. You have to like tell yourself that it's just what you're gonna do. You really have to just like lock yourself in a room by yourself with no distractions and give yourself a goal and say something like, I am not going to leave until I write at least 5 pages. And you have to do something like that, or you're just not going to accomplish anything. Because there are nights when you're just like, keep writing and writing and writing, and it's just so easy and it just flows and it's perfect. And then there's nights where you're like, I have no idea what I want to put here.
So how does it feel to have writer's block? Are you frustrated? Do you have a bee in your bonnet?
Yeah, it's awful. And it distracts from everything else you do in life. It's not like you can just be like, all right, I'll go back to it later. Like, screws up every single part of the rest of your life because like you want to focus on that one thing, and like that's the problem. Once you really start focusing on it is when you can't figure out what you want to write. And so once you get writer's blocked, when you keep thinking about it, it gets worse, and like you can't do anything until you let go. It's like you gotta go like take a shower or something and like relax and like let your mind just like flow and then get out, and you're like, oh my god, I know what I want to do. But yeah, it's really annoying.
So were there any places that you would go to get inspiration or any rituals that you do?
When you're writing, you don't want to listen to music. But when you're not writing, if you listen to it, you can get kind of like, not so much listening to lyrics, but just like the notes and everything. It kind of gets like creative juices going. Because like even when you listen to lyrics, it screws you up because it changes your mood and everything. But when you're just listening to the music, when you're not writing, when you're trying to like go somewhere else and relax, it's like perfect. And then also like being outside, like if you're watching rain or snow, something like that, that's just like you truly have no control over, it kind of just like loosens you up and it makes it a lot easier to just get over everything that, because you don't really have control over your writer's block. It comes and it goes, and once you realize that there are things in life that you don't have control over, it makes it a lot easier to just relax.
So like the rain and the snow is almost meditative.
Yeah, I mean, not so much like cliche meditation or anything, but like my dad and stepmom, they started this meditation group at our house every Sunday, and you know, they got me into that. Like my parents have like been into like Buddhism and everything like that, and just like not so much like actual like down to it, but like just the aspects of it, like relaxing and being like, you know, one with yourself and mm-hmm. all that, and like being able to kind of step back. They've always been into that, and so they told me that like I had to try this, and so like I did, and like, you know, it really calms me down. And like Sunday, I'm not gonna lie, is usually also my homework day, and so, you know, I realized it helped me with that, and I was like, this might be able to help me with my writing too. And so it just like I would do that, and then I kind of learned that like whenever I would have this writer's block, to just like, I like techniques, like a lot of people know, like in different aspects, like I know theater, it's a big trick to like the deep breathing through your stomach and not through your chest, and like just helps me relax.
So these techniques help you with the rest of your life too?
Yeah, they really do, you know, and a lot of the things that I worry about, I shouldn't be worrying about, and so it helps, and then I can just kind of move on, and it helps me with everything I'm doing, which then helps me with writing, and then, like, you know, what I want to do is I want to be able to write my own stuff, and I want to be able to direct it, so I want to be able to have as much control over it, because I feel like if I write something, and I give it to someone else, like, it's going to turn into something that wasn't what I wanted. I think that the better my writing is, the more likely someone is to say that I might have something in me that deserves to like direct. And so the more I can focus and the more I can accomplish, the more likely I am to be able to pursue this dream I have.
So where do you see yourself in 20 years? Do you think you'll still be struggling with the same problems?
Well, yeah, actually probably. I don't think it's going to just go away. It's probably going to be something I'm going to be struggling with my entire life. I think every writer does, whether it's like film or a book or even probably poetry sometimes. I think, yeah, I'm definitely going to be struggling with it for a long time, but I feel like over time I'm going to learn more techniques that apply specifically to me, and it'll make it easier to get over that when I have to.
So based off of your experiences, what advice would you give someone trying to pursue the same goal?
Work hard. You know, set yourself up as much as you can to be able to put yourself in a position where you'll have opportunities. Take film classes, practice with a camera, practice editing, practice writing a lot, write a lot. And you're going to find that you're going to come across writer's block, and there's not going to be anything wrong with that. It's just what's going to happen. And you're going to learn techniques that apply to you to get over that. And the more you practice with every single aspect, the better you're going to be. And it's as simple as that.
You said a mouthful, sister. Practice is going to make as perfect as you're going to get, huh? So that's all the time we have for today. I hope we see you again soon. I can't wait to see your name in the credits when I go to the movies in the future. Coming up next, Lady Gaga, pop sensation or undercover Klingon Starfleet officer?